Hello and welcome to The Jen Marples Show. I'm your host, Jen Marples, founder of the Jen Marples Agency, mentor to women worldwide, and your number one champion and cheerleader dedicated to helping you embrace and rock midlife. The Jen Marples Show has one goal, to empower you so you can go out and power the world. So each week, I'll bring you conversations with incredible women who will inspire us, educate us, and motivate us to live our best lives. I also pop on solo to share my best advice, tips, and tools to help you unapologetically go for your midlife dreams, embrace your age, and become unstoppable. If you are looking for a change, ready to uplevel your life and business, or pivot into something new, then this is the show for you. And know this, you're not too fucking old to step into the midlife spotlight and claim all that you desire. It's your time to shine, and I am so glad you're here.
Hello, my gorgeous listeners. Welcome to the Jen Marples Show, where our motto is you're not too fucking old to step into the midlife spotlight. I am so glad you are here. You've got me today for a quickie solo episode, and we are going to talk about my top tips to help you get out of a funk or a rut. So I was thinking today, and it's funny because I did one of these pieces of advice to get myself out of my own rut. And I said, you know what? Why not share my go-to tips and tools on how to get out of a rut? Because we all get into a rut. I was in the rut of all ruts, funkity funks today. I'm filming this and recording this on a Monday. And, you know, Mother's Day was the day before, and I had a really nice day. I woke up today sort of feeling like I was run over by a truck. And I don't know why. So, you know, we all have those days. We have those times where we aren't feeling it, or we're stuck, or we think we're going crazy, our brain starts to eat itself. This whole weekend, waking up into a funk and taking one of my pieces of advice to get out of this funk made me think about, this is a great idea for a podcast. I want to share these with you today, ladies. This is going to be quick and dirty, and these are going to help you. So file these away. Make sure you save this episode and share this one with a friend too, because we can't hear these tips enough. So please, in addition to liking, subscribing, and reviewing this podcast, if you haven't already, I would ask you, actually with this podcast or any that you hear, if you can start to share them. I know it's really hard to, you listen, you're driving, you're cleaning, you're cooking, you're doing whatever you're doing. And sometimes it's hard to remember to go back and like or share a podcast that was really impactful to you. So I just want to throw that out there because your girl here wants to impact and empower millions of midlife women. And I cannot do it alone. We're all doing this together. We are all in this together. Okay. So let's get going. My top 10 tips to get out of a rut. Number one, got to move your body. I took that advice today. I went on a walk. I went on a big power walk. You know, you're not going to get out of a rut by staring at your computer or your phone and praying to get out of rut and go, what do I need? If you can't think straight, you've got jumbled thoughts or too many thoughts coming in at once, or you're just not getting, you're not feeling your groove. Move your body. Hopefully you're moving your body every day. And I move my body twice a day. Today was one of those weird days where I really did feel like a train ran over me. I couldn't make it to my yoga class this morning, which I go first thing. So I had to just roll into meetings and do my day. So I went on a walk. But normally I will do two things in one day. The beauty of breaking up your day with activity and motion is that our body sort of stores things. And if we're staring at a computer, staring at a phone, we are not going to get that inspiration or that clarity that we want. You've probably heard this before. It's the reason why you've got all those great ideas in the shower when you're washing your hair, or if you're in downward dog at your yoga class or you're on a walk. It says you got to move your body to sort of let things free. There's a lot of stuff percolating in your cells. When you want clarity, my best advice is get the hell out of your home office, get out from in front of your dining table, wherever you're working, in your car, and get out and move your body. And ideas and clarity will happen. So that is tip number one, move your bod, move the bod. Number two, change your location. So the best way that we can change perspective, especially if we are knee deep working on something, you're hitting a wall, you're stuck, you're trying to get creative. Maybe you're writing a book, maybe you're writing a client proposal, maybe you're working on a client project, you're working on content, you're working on something, something with your business, even something in your life, and you just need some clarity. Change your location. So if you're working and going about your day and doing the same thing day in, day in, day out, day in, day out, you got to mix it up. You've got to mix it up so that you could just go to a coffee shop. You could go sit on your deck. You could sit in the yard. You could go do one of those workspaces. I have several friends that belong to these workspaces and they can bring guests, those community work spots. And so sometimes that's really fun to do because you get creative thoughts and juices start to flow. And then you see people in motion and you start getting creative. I'm thinking specifically of a place here in San Francisco. A friend invited me. And let me tell you, when you're looking out the water and looking at the Bay Bridge, different thoughts started to flow than me staring at my desk inside my office with my shades drawn. It really gets you stimulated. So it doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to spend any money to do it, but just switch up your location and see what happens. One time I even went to the library, and I actually do this a lot. We have a beautiful library. You guys, libraries are free and they're fabulous. Here's my plug for the libraries. My library in my local town has conference rooms, or you can go tuck yourself into, you know, a stack of books. They even have a podcast recording studio, sidebar. But if you want a different little vibe, or you need some actual quiet, maybe where you're working every day is really loud, go check out your library. It's free. It's like the most amazing resource. And we've all got one. Most of us have one in our town. So go look at the library. So change your location and you'll change your perspective. Okay. Number three, if you're really stuck on something, especially with work, talk to a trusted colleague or a friend or somebody who knows you really well and just go like, hey, am I crazy? Can you help me look at this a different way? Or can you remind me who I am? We all get into those ruts, that little bit of a funk where we're like, what in the hell are we actually doing? And this can change hour by hour. This could change day by day. So check in with somebody trusted who you really respect and value their opinion and get their perspective on whatever it is you're grappling with. I'll use an example. I was actually driving my son down to look at his last college, and an old dear colleague, we're sort of one of those trusted, we bounce ideas off each other all the time. I've known her for 24 years. We both worked at the same big PR firm when I moved to San Francisco. And she's a big baller in business. That's for me to say that we are all doing important things. And the quote unquote best of us, which is all of us, we all need opinions. We all need advice. We all need someone to kind of break through our own fog and our own self-talk. So she's, you know, at the top of her game, but she called me. She's like, Jen, I want to do more speaking. And I'm thinking about these three things. Where should I focus? I'm a published author, but I also want to do this. I want to do that. And so literally within 10 minutes, I saw something clearly, because we always, you know, when you go to a friend, they can see things clearly because you can't, because you're simply just too close to it. And I was like, what about, you know, X and Y? Get rid of Z for right now. You can do Z later, but like focus on these two things. Bada bing, bada bang. She's like, great. And she's like, I was dealing with imposter syndrome and all of that. So we all get it. Everybody has this. So it's so great when you're feeling shaky or you need an extra, you know, set of eyes or ears on whatever it is you're working on. Reach out to a trusted friend or colleague to help set you straight. It is such great advice. Number four, journal. Just sit down and start journaling, but go away from where you're normally working and doing your thing. Go sit on the couch, go get in bed, like just change up your environment a little bit and just sit down and kind of vomit out all your thoughts and just get everything done on paper. And you can just say, I'm so freaking frustrated with X, Y, and Z. Your journal's not judging you, so you don't have to be strong for your journal. Don't put on any airs and graces for your journal, please. Just go write down, like, this shit is hard. I am having so, like, such a hard time. It could be things with family, friends, the kids, relatives, whatever. Just start letting things flow. And it's a really good practice just to start getting things moving out of you. So get it all on paper. You probably never read it again. I have stacks of journals. I buy spiral bound notebooks at CVS. They're really cheap. I have thousands of them. Okay, I'm being dramatic. I probably have 25 of them. I need to go buy 26 and 27. Get them in fun colors. And I journal every day. It's also where I take notes. But use a journal, get used to it, Get used to writing down your thoughts, feelings, purging. You're purging, purging, purging. So it gets out of you onto the paper and out into the world. So that can get rid of some negative things. It could also help you understand and zero in on some things where you really want to focus when you start really getting clear with yourself. All right. Number five. This is a real good mood booster and getting out of a funky duck. Go help somebody. Go out of your way to help someone. It could be something as little as sending a friend a text or spending 10 minutes just to boost up some other women in business. Just get out of your own shit for 2 minutes and get out there and just get some positive energy out there in the world. Go out there and help somebody. Email a friend. What do you need help with? See somebody's Instagram post. Oh my God, that was actually really great. Let me go, you know, shout that out. You saw a really great thing your friend wrote on LinkedIn. Go repurpose that. Go spend 5 minutes helping some other people out. It will get you out of your mode. Literally. I'm not the first one to say this. I say, you know, go volunteer your time. You can go volunteer your time somewhere. Like Dress for Success. They need volunteers all the time to help women who are, you know, coming up and out and they're in low-income situations to get them into the workforce. They always need volunteers to help with resumes, to help them prep for job interviews. Imagine if you're in a super duper funk, how great you're going to feel and how valuable that would be for that other woman to gain your expertise. So go help someone out. Number six, take a break. Take a break and go have some freaking fun. Okay. Ophi did my chart. You know, she was our first podcast guest of the year. And she said, I need to have more fun. I like to think I have a little fun, but I need to have more fun. I'm taking her advice to heart. And I want you to take this to heart too, because if we're just sitting and staring, and I know so many of you are trying to launch things, you're staring at your business. You're like, I've got all the stuff I want to do in the world. And you've got all these other things on your plate with family and friends and just all this other stuff. It can get heavy. You can feel like you've got a lot of responsibility because we do have a lot of responsibility. Go have some fun. Go have some fun. Even if you need to break away for 3 minutes and go play some 80s music, girl, you are going to get back into a different zone. Even by that little 3 minutes, listening to, dare I say, pop on some Wham or Madonna or Salt-N-Pepa, see what happens. But take it to the next level. Go out and have some fun. Go on some hikes. If you can get away, plan a trip, just do something, you know, just treat yourself. My brain eats itself. I will be the first person to admit it. My brain eats itself. And I know when I get into that brain eating phase, I'm like, I haven't been having fun. I haven't been out and about enough. So go do that. Go see a concert. Go put music on in your car. Go jam. Go have fun. Go do salsa dancing, but go have fun. You deserve it. Number seven, take a new hobby or try something new. Again, we're trying to get out of a rut and a funk. And a lot of that is wrapped up into our samey routines. So if you go to a 9 o'clock yoga class, maybe go to a noon class. If you're doing Pilates, maybe start doing weight training. If you play tennis, maybe pick up freaking weightlifting. You get where I'm going with this. Change it up a little bit and try something new. Like try ceramics. I've always wanted to do that. Maybe that's something I need to try. But just get out there and try something new. I've been trying to do a little golf with my husband. I haven't gone on the course. God help all the people on the golf course when I do this, but we've gone to the driving range. It's really hard. But the really cool thing about golf is that I cannot think about one other thing except for trying to golf. So I'm not shooting that ball into somebody's head somewhere. So try something new. It really gets you out of your rut and it kind of also ticks that little fun box. Number eight. If you're really in a funk and you're like, I just don't feel it, and you've got to show up for your business, and you hear me talking about it all the time, we've got to show up, got to step up, got to step out, got to step into the spotlight, get seen, heard, paid. Yeah, Jen, we hear you say that all the time. And you don't feel it. I've got those days a lot. Sometimes you need to do this, and that is step into her. I kind of have that in air quotes. The her is that woman you're striving to become, who, by the way, you already are. You just need to overcome some fear and stop caring what people think and understand that no one's really thinking about you anyway. And you know, hang out here on this podcast because I'm going to keep giving you tools. But some days you've just got to step into her. You're like, all right, I feel like crap, but guess what? I'm going to slay. I'm going to use myself as an example. All right, I've got a podcast. I'm going to put on my hot pink shirt, put some freaking makeup on. I'm going to dance around a little bit. and I'm stepping into who I am becoming. And we're becoming every single day a new and better version of ourselves. Some days you've got to rely on fashion and lipstick. Those might be the tools that just help you get more in touch with who you are. Because when you throw hormones and sleep and just overwhelm into the mix, you know, I'm a fan of pulling tools from wherever we can. So throw on something great the day you feel really funky-dunky. That is the day you've got to put on your hottest outfit and put on your best lipstick and do your hair. You're going to dress yourself into her. It works. Trust me. There's a bunch of people. I think there's even books written about this. It's like sort of stepping into your alter ego. Because some days, you've heard me say this before if you've listened to this podcast for a long time. Some days you feel like Beyonce. Other days you feel like you're crazy. Okay. So on those crazy days, you've got to do whatever you can to try to feel like Beyonce. So get up, get dressed, put a cute outfit on, get some lipstick on, do whatever you need to do, blast that one song and step into her because it's who you are. Number 9, remember, we're trying to get out of funks and switch it up and try new things. Read new things and listen to new things. Of course, you're listening to this podcast, but if you find yourself listening to a lot of self-help or a lot of women, listen to some male podcasts, or if you're listening to a lot of midlife podcasts, maybe listen to a podcast dedicated to art or, you know, news, but maybe a different perspective. I listen to all different types of podcasts. I don't know where I'm going to get my next idea, and listening to, you know, other people, how people build, you know, big, huge businesses might help you, or listening to podcasts just about health, if it's just related to health. You never know. The whole point here is read new things and listen to new things. So if your genre is very limited, just mix it up. It's like if you're mystery, go for romance. If you're news, you know, maybe go for pop culture. Mix it up and shake it up a little bit, and it'll get you out of your funk. So you never know where these ideas are going to come from. Okay, my last tip. Don't take it all so seriously. Try to laugh. Try to have some fun. Natalie Nixon, who was on my podcast, I think she said, like, girl, don't take yourself so seriously. So I'm just going to repeat that. It's like, girl, don't take yourself so seriously. Have some fun. Just have fun. Embrace it. Have fun. Don't take yourself seriously and celebrate your accomplishments. If you're in this funk and you're not celebrating your accomplishments and you're only thinking about what you're not doing or how you need to improve or how you're confused or you want to start a new part of your business, shut down a business, expand a business, we have to celebrate these little wins. We've got to celebrate the journey. We've got to celebrate all of our success. So this final piece of, like, you know, not taking it seriously is celebration. So daily celebration. I just had a client do her first big presentation. I was so proud of her. And this is what happens to us, ladies. Immediately, what can I do better? Oh, I messed up. I did that. Blah, blah, blah. The self-talk, I have done it a million times. I said, no, you got up, you got out, you did a thing, and it's thing number one of a million things that you're going to do. And well done, go out and celebrate. There's no other thing to do. Celebrate. So I know a lot of you listening, all hard on ourselves, we're like, I'm not where I want to, where I think I should be, or why don't I have the answer? Well, these tips are going to help you sort of shake it up, but just remember this. If you remember nothing from this, celebrate those little wins every day. Because when you celebrate those wins and then you look at those written down, you're going to go, oh, what funk did I think I was in? I'm actually pretty damn cool. Look at all the stuff that I've accomplished. Trust me, it works. Okay, so let's recap my top 10 tips to get you out of a funk. Number one, move your body. Number two, change your perspective, change your location, change where you work, mix it up. Number three, talk to a trusted colleague or a friend so you can get some perspective on something that you're battling or that you need fresh eyes on. Number four, journal, vomit those words out on paper and see what ideas flow. You can purge negative energy and let in positive energy. Five, go help somebody else. Get out of your mind and take it away from it's all about you and go pour into someone else. Number six, take a break and go have some damn fun. Number 7, take up a new hobby or a new activity. Number 8, step into her. Act as if you are her and you actually already are her. So get up, get dressed, put some lipstick on, and you can do it. Number 9, read other things, listen to other inputs, surround yourself with some interesting new people. You never know where you're going to get some new ideas. And number 10, don't take it all so serious. Have some fun and celebrate your wins and your accomplishments. Okay, ladies, that was the thing that poured into me today. And how I got to this download was by going on a walk. I went on a 45-minute walk. I was literally going, what do I want to say to everybody today? What does everybody need to hear? I took myself out, went on this walk, and I came back with, this is what everyone needs to hear. Hopefully this helped you. I always want to deliver a podcast that you can listen to time and time again and get the tips that you need because we're busy. We're midlife. We've got a lot of things going on. So I wanted to cut to the chase today for you all. So if you're feeling any type of funk or any kind of stuckiness, I got you. So hopefully that helped. Let me know what you think. Please share this with a friend if this helped you today. I would really appreciate that. And don't forget to leave. I'm just going to do my plea every now and again. If you would be so kind as to leave a rating and a 5-star review on Apple, or if you listen on Spotify, you could leave a 5-star rating. You can't leave a review on Spotify yet. Hopefully they'll change that. I would really, really appreciate that. So thanks. We want to empower women. This is all about collaboration in midlife, and every review, every 5-star rating, every share helps your girl here get the message out and spread this word of you're not too fucking old to do whatever the hell you want and to step into that midlife spotlight and be fabulous. Okay, ladies, have a beautiful day. It's always an honor to chat with you. I love being a part of your weekly routine, and I will be back next week with a fabulous guest. Have a fabulous day. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how I can help you with your business or life, or you'd like to know more about this podcast, please visit my website at www.jenmarples.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I've got 2 free juicy gifts for you. My Stepping into the Spotlight guide, if you're ready to be seen and heard in your business, and my 12 Steps to Pivot guide, if you're itching for a change but don't know where to begin. Finally, I'd love to connect with you on socials, so please follow me at Jen Marples on Instagram, LinkedIn, or TikTok, and let me know you listen to the show. Nothing makes me happier than connecting with you, dear listener. Have a beautiful day.